So this Snippet series is generously sponsored by the Saka family in memory of Joseph Saka. It's been a little while since we last left off, but we were looking at the very, very beautiful sentence in our tefillah, Ashrei isha yishmele mitzvasecha v'sarasu dvorcha yasima alibo. Ashrei, blessed, fortunate, wealthy is the man who listens to your mitzvos, v'sarasu dvorcha, and the Torah, and what is dvorcha? In distinction to Sorascha, Hashem's Torah, we know what that is. Torah Shebechsav, Torah Shebapeh, we know what Torah is. What is Dvarcha? So in fact, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says exactly that, Zatzal. He says, the Rokeach says, Sorascha refers to Torah Shebechsav, Udvarcha, Hashem's Dibur, is Torah Shebapeh. Torascha, when we refer to Hashem's Torah, it's the written Torah. It's Chamishei Chumshei Torah. It's what was given to Moshe on Sinai. Udvarcha, complementing the Torah, is Dvarcha, your Dibur, that is the ongoing conversation that is Torah Shebaal Peh. So that's the first interpretation of the Rokeach. Alternatively, he says, Yishma leMitzvosecha refers to fulfilling Halacha. Yasim alibo, to place on your heart, is more than just Yishma. Yishma means to be obedient. Yishma means to be compliant. It means the Torah tells us, jump. We say, how high? We have an obligation to follow through, to be obedient and compliant, to do what Hashem expects of us. Yasim alibo is another level. It means to not be satisfied with going through motions and doing actions, to not be satisfied with conditioning our behavior, but yasim alibo means to place it on our heart, to etch it on our heart, that it should mold and shape, it should be inscribed on our heart, that Hashem is mitzvos, sorascha udvarcha, they should be on our heart. Person describes a loved one, someone who has children, grandchildren, they're in their heart, they're on their in their mind all the time. So for a Jew, when we walk around, even when we are not directly occupied or preoccupied with fulfilling a mitzvah, but Hashem's Torah is mitzvos udvorcha, our alibo, they're on our hearts all the time. We don't escape, we don't divide, we don't leave him behind in shul, but it's alibo wherever and whenever. Rav Chaim Zatzal points out that note the difference when it comes to mitzvos, Ashrei ish sheyishma, it's enough to listen. When it comes to Torah udvorcha, it has to be al libo. Rav Chaim says it takes an altogether different level of mindfulness when studying and learning Torah. Mitzvos, of course, they're preferable, ideally should be done with kavana. Person should be mindful of deeper meaning while they're doing it. However, Torah has to be al libo. It's not enough shiyishma to listen, but a person has to pay attention with their heart to be fully invested in order to arrive at the accurate understanding of what Torah is all about. We mentioned, what does it mean, yishma lemitzvosecha? We began to quote Rav Zeidel Epstein, Mashkiach of Torah Or, who wondered that we should recite, kiyam v'lo shmiya, ashra ish, shemekayim mitzvosecha, shosem mitzvosecha. Should be that fortunate, blessed is the person who fulfills. Why did he describe it as who listens? So he quoted the Tzva HaSemes, who says, listen to the depth of the mitzvah. Don't only do the mitzvah superficially, but listen to what the mitzvah is telling us. Every mitzvah is calling out to us. The mitzvah is speaking to us. The mitzvah is touching us deeply. Listen to the deeper meaning of the mitzvah. Don't only approach it superficially. But Zeidel Epstein says differently. He says, as we go through life, Yishma, listen to the world around us, and mitzvosecha, you'll find the opportunity to do mitzvos. You see this in our parsha, beautiful connection between Siddur Snippets and the parsha, whether you're listening to this and up to Parsha's Bahar or not, Chiyamucha Chicha Imach describes when your brother becomes impoverished, when your brother falls or falters, Imach with you. That word Imach is entirely superfluous. When a person is struggling or falls, that's when we have to intervene and intercede. Why is it imach? Why is it specifically couched as with you? Shem and Atov, Bernard Weinberger, quotes from the Baal Shem, because it means based on the Mishnah in Avos. Dama lamalam imach, know what is above you, ayin ro, and I see, zozen shamas, the ear hears, v'chom ha'asecha b'sefer nechtoftim, everything we do is recorded. The simple understanding is, and our generation deeply appreciates, it means that whatever we do, we're being watched, we're being seen. Certainly by the satellites in the sky, all the more so by the Ribono Shel Olam himself, B'chol Ma'asecha, who we are, how we behave, is all recorded. But the Baal Shem Tov said, read it differently. Dama lamalam imach, no, there's Hashem above you. Nothing in your life is coincidence. It's all carefully choreographed. And therefore, ayin ra'ah, what you see, you were meant to see. Ozen shamas, what you hear, you were meant to hear. And how you react and respond. You overheard. You saw something. You have the opportunity to intervene, intercede, to help. You saw, you heard. How you respond and react, it's all recorded by Hashem. It defines who we are. So says Hashem and Atov, based on this Baal Shem interpretation of the Mishnah, that's v'chiyamuch achicha imach. It means you learn that somebody needed your help. You can't bury your head. You can't look the other way. You have to listen in life to the opportunities to get involved and to make a difference. That, says Rav Zeidel, is a pshat. Ashrei ish yishma. Fortunate, blessed is the person who goes through life listening l'mitzvah secha, looking for the mitzvah opportunities. Person should have their mitzvos. Look for their mitzvos. On whatever level, whatever plane, but a person should live life looking for mitzvos. Not only the technical 613, but even what seem to be the mundane in life are filled with mitzvah opportunities. Very briefly, to conclude, the Gemara records a machlokas. Would it have been better for us not to be born, or better to be born? And the Gemara says that they counted and concluded, better not to be born. So the Maharsha says, it was a mistake. They counted the Asay and the Los Asay. 248, 365. There are more negative commandments than positive opportunities. There are more ways we can go wrong during the day than ways we can go right. And that's why they erroneously concluded, would have been better not to be born. Says the Maharsha, we're not limited to the mitzvahs Asay the Torah gives us. Yes, there are the proper strict mitzvos that are enumerated in the Taryag. However, really all through life, every opportunity is a mitzvah. Every interaction, every step, every time we eat, every time we sleep, all that we do, honesty in business, we are living lives which where if we're spiritually connected, our spiritual antenna is extended. Ashrei ish, we live our life. Yishma, we're listening out and listening up. L'mitzvosecha. There are mitzvahs all around us. We only simply need to be attuned to, and if we listen, we'll find them.